The survey, titled Global Mercury Hotspots, was conducted between May and June last year. Its findings were just recently made public. The study measured the amount of ingested mercury in a sample population on the outskirts of Cameroon's largest city and industrial hub, Douala. According to the findings, residents of the city are highly exposed to contamination by the metal. Medics say humans are often exposed to its most poisonous form, methylmercury, by consuming fish living in polluted waters. Ingestion of the contaminated food can destroy the human immune and nervous systems and damage developing embryos. The research was jointly manned by experts from the Biodiversity Research Institute, the International POP Elimination Network, and the Center for Research and Education for Development. 19 trial subjects from two predominant fishing communities just outside of Douala, Yupwe and Takele, offered hair samples for analysis. Dr. Gilbert Kwepuo, coordinator at the Center for Research and Education for Development, says results of the analysis conducted at a laboratory in the northeastern U.S. state of Maine revealed disturbing methylmercury traces in the trial subjects.
17 sont effectivement d'une concentration préoccupante, c'est-à-dire.
He says 17 of the hair samples showed worrying mercury contamination levels way above WHO limits of 1 microgram of mercury per kilogram of human body mass. He says they found concentrations ranging from 2.8 to 3.8 micrograms per kilogram or parts per million. He adds that even more disturbing were two others who displayed exceedingly elevated levels, surpassing 540 micrograms.
Donc, c'est une manière scientifique de remonter la source de la contamination.
Mercury occurs naturally in geological deposits, volcanoes, and also as an introduced contaminant in the environment from metal processing, gold mining, coal incineration, and hospital waste. It is easily carried over vast distances in the atmosphere by wind and then deposited on land and water surfaces. Some of the mercury that falls from the air onto water surfaces is converted by marine bacteria into methylmercury. Fish devour the microscopic animals called zooplanktons who have consumed the substance. At each stage in the aquatic food chain, the concentration of methylmercury, which is much more easily absorbed than is excreted, is magnified. Dr. Jude Atta is co-author of the research findings.
The Vuri, where the people are fishing, is polluted by mercury.
The researchers have recommended urgent measures to reduce mercury emissions in Douala, where more and more people depend on fish for proteins. They are urging governments in the region to immediately enact legislation to encourage mercury-polluting industries to obtain equipment to clean up contaminated environment. They also want a limit on imports of raw materials containing mercury and the inspection of industrial and hospital garbage before disposal. Since 2009, the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP, has been pushing for a negotiated global pact to progressively phase out and eventually eliminate mercury emissions worldwide.
The treaty has to address the source of mercury contamination in each country, and that's why Cameroon has to do a pilot study.
The initiative is due to be completed this year. It will likely include a legally binding treaty which will stand as a basis for national laws and help reduce emissions worldwide. For VOA News, I'm Tarike Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.